May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Interesting thing about cornerstones. Cornerstones are that block that is hewn to perfection. It's totally square. It's the perfect fit, the perfect foundation for everything that follows. But yet we hear that that perfect stone was rejected and something else was chosen in its place. If you choose a stone that's slightly askew, everything around it is going to be different. Everything is going to change. Everything is going to have to adapt and conform to a new way of doing things. So we hear in this morning's gospel that the cornerstone, that perfect, well-fitting into every preconceived notion stone, has been rejected and something different has been chosen. And that one that was chosen was Jesus Christ himself, who did not fit into any preconceived notion of what perfection was. It didn't look like people think it was going to look. And because it was different, everything that followed was different as well. It was amazing that God chose what others rejected to bring about his purpose. That's the thing about this Jesus that we have chosen to follow. Jesus did things in different ways, and Jesus expected a different outcome. In this morning's epistle, we hear about the perfection of Paul. Paul was the greatest of all Jews. He did everything he was supposed to do. Everything had order. Everything made sense. And then one day, as he was going down the road, everything changed. Everything changed because he met the one who came to change everything. Change really is not comfortable to anyone. We like things to be the way they are. Quite often, we prefer things the way they used to be. But the reality of our world and the reality of our lives is that whatever it was is gone, and whatever will be is our hope for the future. Paul reminds us at the end of today's epistle, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." As the people of Israel looked back to the comfort of Egypt, or at least what they thought was comfort, those flesh pots that fed them, when things got uncomfortable, That's where they wanted to return. But God had other plans. God had other plans for them, and God has other plans for us. The past is gone, the future lies ahead. So we need to stop looking at the way things used to be. And with Paul, strain to what lies ahead. We're not sure what it's going to be. We're never assured of the future, but we are assured that with Jesus Christ as our companion, as we go on this road together, we will be moving towards that goal which we hear today is the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You and I have been placed here at this time, in this place, among these people, to make a difference and to be bearers of the call, proclaimers of the call of new life in Jesus Christ. The old is gone. The old has passed away. And there is something far newer and more exciting to come. We put our hope not in the past, but in the future. As we experience God, as we know Him in Jesus and one another, as we claim the high calling of following Jesus and proclaiming his message of love and inclusion, as we proclaim His message that something new and better is on the way, we will be co-workers with Him in the kingdom that lies ahead. So I leave you with St. Paul's words. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, let us together press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in God, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.